everyone here, sort of interacting. It's a very unique experience, you know, right? So just what are your thoughts on
it? I mean, it's really a great opportunity. We like smaller venues a little more because we get to interact with players a little more directly. You know, I've done the big stage thing where you're on stage and there's thousands of players out there, but you can't, like, have a conversation with them, and it feels very, you know, like rock star status, which Riot tries very hard to be humble, like be like regular people. So I think the smaller venue suits us a little better.
Yeah, and Tribeca is really pushing forward with storytelling. And
yeah.
Definitely with the panels, you definitely see the parallels between film and game.
Oh yeah, totally.
So just talk a little bit about the collaboration and storyteller and champion creation, like just gaming in general.
Yeah, particularly in like a game like League of Legends, we don't want the story to intrude too much in the multiplayer component of the game. So we try to tell a lot of the story outside of the game. We, you know, there'll be like a webcomic or a video or even the backstory written on a web page, and that's really, you know, for people who want to know more about the champions, that's how they learn it. The storytelling within the game is very driven by the players themselves. You know, it's not something we prescript ahead of time. It's the stories that emerge. I'm like, oh, we were about to grab Baron, and then the other team showed up, and this really cool thing happened.
Yeah, and that's the cool thing about games. It invites the audience into the experience.
Exactly. Particularly a game of like 10 players.
Yeah, and it's constantly evolving. So what's it like being able to have an event like this where you can take feedback, you know what's working, what's not, and
oh, it's awesome.
Continually work,
I mean, yeah,
on the game?
The reason the game is so good is because we get so much feedback from players about what's working, what's not, where they could see improvement, where their frustration points are. We talk a lot about player pain. You know, we try to do a lot of things to help with player pain.
Yeah, and do you see more events like this where you, more intimate events where you can talk to fans like this?
Yeah, yeah. And to be honest, I particularly like doing it in other regions, other countries, because those are often the hardest players to be able to reach, you know, just through social media. Like, I'm an English speaker, I can't always talk to our players in China or Brazil or...